And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the executive director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Now, don't forget that we also upload the radio shows after they've aired to our website. Our website is www.nagb.org.bs. That's nagb.org.bs. And if you go there, you can go to adult programs, scroll down, find the blank canvas, and you will see pictures of everyone who's been on the show, and you can go back and listen to the whole archive. And in fact, you know, I didn't really think about it, but I've been home 10 years now, and John Cox and I have been doing this show for 10 years. And, you know, we've really created an oral archive about a lot of artists practicing in this period. So it's something really fun to go listen to on a rainy day when you can't go outside, or I don't want to speak it because we don't want it to happen. But let's just say if we're stuck inside again, it's a good thing to go do. And also, while you're on the NAGB website, really take a drive around there. We have expanded it enormously since COVID-19. It's forced us to do work that we were wanting to do for a long time, and we're too busy to do or too distracted to do, which is we have now an educators portal. So Preston, you can go check that out. It's for teachers. It has lesson plans. It has bios on many Bahamian artists, ways to teach them to the students. For parents, there's a whole activity corner. So if you're stuck at home with your kids, and even if you just want to print out coloring sheets, we have Bahamian artist coloring sheets. We have virtual tours of a lot of our shows. So the Refuge show that was in memorial of Hurricane Dorian is online, and that you get a 3D visit of the museum where you can like kind of fly through the museum in your computer. And also currently we have a show called Pulse Up. We have the Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition, which is a show drawn on the National Collection. And that is called From Time, Water Has a Perfect Memory. And that is dealing with sustainability and climate change through artworks in the National Collection. Traditionally, the Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition actually traveled to the Family Islands. But of course, because of COVID-19, it's now virtual. And so, again, everybody can participate in that exhibition. They can participate in the workshops. They can participate in the lectures we give. Normally, we would actually go to the Family Islands, show up, like engage with the community. All of that is accessible online. All of it is free. So the NAGB does a lot of work, and we really are there to, our mission is to educate, uplift, and inspire through Bahamian art. And I would say very proudly that I think we are following through on our mission, and you can find all of that stuff on the NAGB website. So please really go and explore that, because it's a great resource, and I encourage you to use it. So we're going to go back to our guests, our regular programming. We've got two of the winners of the Central Bank Open Category Prize with us, Ruth Gina Johnson, who is 20 years old and is doing this amazing, amazing large-scale project. We've got Preston Hannah, who I don't know how old you are, but you're also young because I'm ancient, so everyone seems young to me. You're a teacher, which again is so important. And I think you're encouraging your kids now to apply to the high school open category, right? So are you working with your kids on that?
Most definitely. They are very excited each and every year to enter that competition. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's so great you're encouraging them to do that. And like you said, leading by example. I'll just give it a plug. The last day for submissions is actually Monday. So anybody listening, if you're a high school student, you can still put in work. And I know, just like with the open category this year, the curator really tried to think about ways to make it accessible for people who are stuck at home, who maybe don't have art supplies. So they are accepting even TikToks. They're accepting TikToks as an artwork. They're accepting, you know, photographs from your iPhone. They're accepting, you know, all kinds of stuff that I would imagine from my like ancient perspective that high school students are doing. So just even like this weekend, go make a TikTok and submit it to the Central Bank Art Prize, because it could be the beginning of something really exciting. And the theme is A Penny for Your Thoughts. And it should, the artwork should be about the penny, because at the end of this year, the Bahamian penny will no longer be in circulation. And so it's anything about pennies. So go make artwork about pennies and submit it to the central bank. What are your kids doing, Preston? Are they painting? Are they drawing? Are they doing TikToks? What are you doing with your kids?
They're doing everything. So yeah. a lot of surprises you're going to see this year.
Good. I'm super excited. Ruth Gina, I know you say you had a really inspirational high school art teacher. Did you ever go into the Central Bank High School program, or was that not something that you were doing back when you were still a student here?
Yes, I did actually try out 1 year, and I think that was my first time experience like an art competition on that scale, and it was just really a good learning experience. I went to the gallery. I even saw, I believe Mr. Hannah was there, and I saw him, and I saw all the works that was on the wall, and I was just so impressed by everything. And it was really cool to see younger artists the same age as me and the works that they were creating. So yes.
Yeah, no, I always love the high school art prize. I think it's such a great, and again, like, it doesn't mean that everyone has to be an artist, but it's such a great way to express yourself. And now at this time, I think people are discovering, and Ruthina, you spoke to that in a way too. You're like, right now you're kind of committing to your practice because you're sort of stuck indoors. Like, how have both of you used your work to like get through this moment? Has that been something important for you right now?
Well, I'll say that it was kind of like, well, what can I do right now? And it's like, I knew that I should be making art because I have so much time on my hands now. I bought a bunch of canvases from the art store and I just went to work. I started painting a little bit, but like I said before, I mostly do digital art, and mm-hmm. I post a lot of that on my social media and was able to get feedback from like different artists outside the Bahamas, some in the States, some all over. And it was cool to see the digital art community online, something that I didn't even know about, learn different techniques and that I didn't know before. So I feel like this is a valuable time for me to really hone in on my craft and figure out what kind of art style that I like and what I want to focus on. So yeah.
That's cool.
That's what I've been doing.
That's very cool. I've got to find you online. I'm like trying to find now. I'm like going to Instagram and I'm looking you up. So Preston, what about you? Have you been using your painting, your practice as a way to like just, you know, cope with all of this stuff? How have you been finding your way through, and how has it been being a teacher at this time?
Well, I use this time pretty much to, do a lot of live paintings. I find that a lot of people now are doing a lot of Facebook Live, Instagram Lives. I'm using those platforms, not necessarily just to say, okay, I painted something, but it's also to inspire persons as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, for everyone being inside, you know, they sit down and they watch and they're very captivated by it. They would message and be like, you know, do you do lessons? You know, can you teach me, you know? And so basically it's sort of turning into a movement. So much so I started doing a virtual sip and paint, and, you know, a lot of people bought into that idea as well. So
I heard about that. You apparently had like 200 people one night or something. Tell us a little bit about that. I think it's so cool how people are like finding ways to like get through this time, but it's actually turning maybe even into a business. So I think it's amazing. Tell us a little bit about that. What are you doing?
So basically I'm a co-owner to Sip and Splash Bahamas. Mm-hmm. We do virtual sip and paint. We do actual sip and paint. And, when I first started, it was like, you know, one or two persons, and, you know, it eventually exploded into this huge thing, you know? And so now, that the inbox is full, like people are so excited, to do this sip and paint experience. You know, it's been overwhelming, but it's really good to see how the art now has really, like, you know, flown over, or like rather flowed over into the Bahamian community, where so much people are accepting it. And, you know, they want to really dabble into this. Like, you know what, I want to do this. You know, guess what? I used to paint once ago, you know, and, you know, so all of a sudden now you have so much people engaging into this activity. So, you know, it's really fun, you know.
That's so cool. I think I think the more people see it, the more visible it is. And like, again, there's people being successful, there's people having careers. It's easier for people that aren't artists to be like, oh, wow, that's actually like a serious thing. Do you know what I mean? And I think it makes people realize that it's not like we're not just playing here. We're all serious people. We're all working and it's serious. So, but carry on. And what about your students? How are they managing at this time? How is it to be a teacher right now? I mean, that's got to be a challenge.
Oof, boy. Well, at first it was quite a challenge, you know. You know, as you go along, you tend to learn, you know, different things as to how to cope, and you know, different things where you're able to reach your students, you know, on different platforms. It really makes you sit down and you really have to plan what it is that you want to do with these students. I teach at CV Bethel. I also teach an afternoon program, the Ministry of Education after school enrichment program. And, you know, using this virtual platform, you now have to take your time and make sure that students really are keened in and what it is that you're trying to bring across to them. And it takes a lot of patience, but that's, you know, that's, it comes with the territory, you know, as a teacher, as an educator.
Well, that's amazing. Don't forget to check out the NNGB Educators Portal, because, hey, you might find something there that's useful. And what about you, Ruth Gina? When you're like able to be in the world again, what are your next moves? Are you back home? Are you finishing studies? Like, where are you on your life journey? And do you see art fitting into that somehow now? Or how do you, what, I mean, I know it's a weird time because no one knows what's next, but what are your thoughts on what's next?
Well, I feel like I'm in this space where opportunities just keep coming, and I don't know where they're coming from, but I'm grateful they're coming. I'm currently working doing graphic design at a printing company, Purpose Printing. So mm-hmm. I'm grateful to be able to work at home as well as do something creative. And I'm still looking towards schools that I would be interested in, art schools. I specifically want to get into animation. That's a passion of mine. So I love to do that and bring that home to the Bahamas, see mm-hmm. some Bahamian cartoons in the near future.
Yes, that would be so cool. So, I mean, I know they're producing a lot of TV shows in the Bahamas, which is great. You know, we've got like Where's Wally and we got Gumbe Kids. One of my daughters, actually, Preston, if you remember Emily, she actually edited the first season of Gumbe Kids. So she's into filmmaking. And yeah, well, she was stuck at home too, right? And didn't know what to do and was bored. And yes. I was like, hey, Gina had to edit because they need someone. Yeah, it was super awesome. So like you said, it's a weird time because it's a struggle, but it's also like a moment of kind of strange opportunity where you're kind right. of, you know, finding things to do. So that would be really cool. I would love to see a Bahamian animated show. You should check out, I'm sure you follow him. Do you follow Jace McKinney on Instagram? He's got a great series of cartoons. He's an artist. Really, really good.
I believe I am.
Yeah, Jace right, back in time.
I believe I see his work.
Yeah, they're brilliant. And there would be next step to get that on TV would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. And I think, again, I think our stories are, and that's why I think, you know, Preston, your work at Clifton and, you know, the work of the Reinhardt Hotel with Gina, they're not only stories that mean something to us. These are like universal experiences that so many people have had of African descent, where, you know, not just in the Bahamas, but in other countries, in the United States, you know, in the UK even, right? And I think, you know, it's so great we're doing these things for ourselves, but I think the next step would be to like share those things with the world. You know, a Bahamian animated story could also speak to so many people around the world. So that's the next step, right? First the Bahamas, then the world. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on board with me on that. Good. Love that. So it was so great to have you both on the show. Preston, again, my bad for not having you before. I shame. Next time you're doing anything, reach out, let me know, and we'll have you back. And Ruth Chena, such a pleasure to meet you. And again, add another face to our wonderful creative community here. And it's so always so great to so again, just and congratulations to both of you on your projects. I'm so excited to see them actually happen. So keep us in the loop. Let us know so we can tell everybody. And just thank you both. Thank you, Preston. Thank you, Ruth Chena.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, great having you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. So again, I just want to say to my listeners, thank you for being here tonight. We're always so pleased when you join us for the Blank Canvas on 96.9. And again, don't forget, you can go back and you can listen to the show if you missed it. So sometimes people tell me they're listening to it on their way home, and then they get home, they got to get out of the car, or they missed the beginning and they get in their car. So if you want to listen to it again, or you want to share this with your friends, you can go to the NAGB's website, www.nagb.org.bs. Go to the adult programs, find the blank canvas slot there, the menu title, and then go there. And you can actually hear the MP3s. You can forward them to friends, and you can share that with everybody. So I really encourage you to keep listening to the Blank Canvas, and I encourage you to support your art community. And support doesn't always mean buying something. A lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, art's for rich people, which is not true, because a lot of us are not rich. But anyhow, that's another story. But just showing up to events, you know, coming out, maybe if we do a call to help Ruth Chena, like paint her wall, you can come out, like help us paint for an hour. If you hear Preston's got a live show, tune into it, watch it. You know, it's always great when you're an artist to just see people show up. Preston, do you want to give us your handle?
You can follow me on Instagram. That's Prestonism 242, Preston, ISN 242, and on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook artwork by Preston Hanna. And if you're interested in Sip and Paint, check out Sip and Splash Bahamas on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Sip and Splash Facebook and Instagram. Prestonism 242 on Instagram and also Facebook. And I can't remember, but Google Preston Hanna and you'll find him. What about you, Gina? Can we follow you on Instagram?
Yes, you can also find me on Instagram. My at name is Ruth Chena, RuthJeana. And I'm also on TikTok. My at name on there is Chena the Artist. So JeanaDa Artist.
That's cool.
I'm always posting my work on there.
Oh, that's cool.
I also started a little YouTube channel. Upload up there every once in a while, and funny enough, I named that like after my favorite food, Gnaps. So GUINEPS, Gnaps.
Perfect. Okay, so Gnaps on YouTube. Yeah, they're actually Sour Sop and Gnaps. Those are my two favorite. It's a close tie. So please, again, my audience, follow these artists, support these artists. You know, like just support your creative community, because we need it, and we are here to, like, again, educate, uplift, and inspire through art. And that's what we're all working to do. So thank you again. Thank you both for being with us tonight. Thank you for my listeners. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. And you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great night.